Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here, stuweb.com, and it is Monday, January the 22nd, 2024, and I have the honor to have a listener and friend, Richard, on with me without saying any last name to keep him being harmed. They bother his telephone and the whole bit because communicating with me is what's going on. And this is part of Joint Task Force Group, the FBI, your local police departments, all the stuff that Ollie North and Daddy Bush, I call him Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, set up when Daddy Bush was vice president under FEMA. And it's all part of, they use the intelligence divisions of the local police departments to stalk people, monitor people, follow people, try to kill people, the whole bit. If you go to my website and see the car crash rolled under breaking news of the van sitting on the concrete barrier, I rolled 3 times. It broke my neck and disabled me. Now, since then, two other people hit me. One was a drug smuggler, Jay Stevens, Stevens Truck Driving School, Kansas City, an IRS agent. After I turned him into the, or turned in different ones, the IRS, she called me up. She was investigating them about why a truck driving school had millions of dollars in money in Silverado, where Neil Bush was director, and my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Bellman, owned Silverado Savings and Laundering Money. He was a Jewish crime syndicate in America. Now, long story, the reason I started exposing him is because they illegally took my daughter from me. After my ex-wife tried to kill my daughter, Amanda, at 28 days old, and was ordered to undergo psychiatric evaluation by the state of Texas. And she shows up in a courtroom, and I found out later that he had contributed $75,000 to a judge's election campaign to terminate my parental rights. And they did, under a default judgment, after they stuck guns to my attorney's head, his wife's head, and kid's head, and said he was withdrawing. And I went to his office, asked him why, and he said, "You didn't tell me your ex-father-in-law was a mob don." I said, "What are you talking about, Frank?" I didn't know. But anyway, that's just part of my life and what has happened. But that car crash was very significant. And then there was a second one, a tail, and then which I trailed back to O'Ron Investigations of Overland Park. His car, I went back there, found him in the parking lot. Third one was Jay Stevens. Now it's called Stevens Transportation. They're hauling drugs for the CIA. And why I'm mentioning this drug thing, was I'm going to change subjects here in a minute. Nikki Haley is running against Donald Trump for President of the United States. Accepted money from Koch Brothers, Koch Brothers, K-O-C-H Brothers. It's up on my website. It says Nikki Haley accepted illegal campaign contributions from a drug smuggler, which is against federal law, and she should be prosecuted for accepting that money. Give it back, fined, and drop out of the race. Now, I was speaking of the race. I believe that one of the reasons that DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, good guy, and I'd vote for him as number two, Trump number one, him number two, but I believe he dropped out of the race. He was beating Nikki Haley, and he dropped out of the race because he's going to be vice president of the United States or hold a high-level cabinet position, as Richard has said, within the Trump administration. So I just want to bring that up, so don't get too excited or depressed or anything about DeSantis falling out or backing out. Nikki Haley has no chance, never will have a chance, of beating Donald Trump. Now, Richard, you've got a lot of things that you brought up. One, let's talk about CERN first. Or wait a minute. Before we do, since I brought up a Joint Task Force Group, what does FBI stand for? And Trump said he's going to eliminate the FBI when he becomes president. What does the FBI, in your words, stand for?
Frank and bullshit investigation.
Okay. Otis Johnson, Super Spook, used to call him fumbling Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, well, that's what they are, a bunch of fumblers.
Or effing, as he put it.
Idiots.
The CIA, which he was Air Force Intelligence, Super Spook Otis Johnson, and they murdered him working for General Flynn in 2017. Now, then 2 weeks later, Flynn's illegally indicted and had to resign his position as National Security. Otis worked directly for him. Now, He used to call the CIA because he was Air Force Intelligence and then CIA and then NSA. He called the CIA Criminals in Action.
Yeah, basically what it is.
Yeah, it is. Criminal organization. They haul drugs, everything else. And Ross Perot had him nailed the whole bit, and he did that grand jury, and he was Office of Naval Intelligence, served in or went to academy and never served. He was brilliant. He designed the software for our toys, missiles, nukes, the whole bit. And I know all about it because Ross and I worked together when I was hiding from the FBI. If you go to the December the 6th radio show with Gene Chip Tatum, hadn't been out of the woodwork in years. He had to leave the country because he ruined, and I helped him run, Jeb Bush's second governorship election. But he had to leave. And they tried to kill him. They locked his wife up for 10 months. They ended up, or a year. Nancy, I met them both in person in Denver. Now, he's on there. He's talking about the fact that he was hired to kill Ross Perot. But he didn't take the case. So they locked him up. Anyway, I had gotten a fax and I was hiding from the FBI in Houston from a friend. Went to Pensacola headquarters and need $2 million due Operation Lockdown on Bush competition in Dallas. I gave that to Ross Perot. I'd been talking to him about October surprise and the whole bit, which I was very familiar with, which they paid the Iranians to keep the hostages. And if you remember the day that Ronald Reagan was sworn in office and Bush sworn in office as vice president, 5 minutes later, the Iranians announced that they were going to release the hostages that they had. They took a $70 million bribe from Daddy Bush, who did fly over there and fly back on an SR-71 to make sure that he was seen in the United States so that they couldn't say that he bribed anybody. But that came out of Valley Bank, the money did. And Harry Rupp, my friend, who was a pilot for him, and Gunther Rusbacher flew him over there. And Michael Reconosciuto was one of the ones that pulled the money out of the bank and made sure that they had it to pay the Iranians to keep the hostages. Now, a friend of mine was in the Marine Corps, and he was on the ship when they had that airplane crash and the helicopter crash, and he said they did it intentionally so that way they couldn't rescue the hostages. He said the admiral was involved, and he should have been charged with treason, sedition, and executed for what he did. That's just a little tidbit of information. Now, you're familiar with CERN, the super collider in Switzerland. Now, real quick, and I want you to talk about it. Otis said in 2017 to me before his death, he said that they saw in CERN that sometime between 2021 and 2025, two stars would hit planet Earth. And they wouldn't be able to put the saucers out there and put a rocket on it and divert them away. And he was a Christian. I said, we're talking Revelation 13, Wormwood and Sister Star. He says, yes, Stu. And I said, you know, Otis, you were raised as a Christian. Why did you ever become involved in all this dirty stuff for U.S. intelligence? He said, I thought I was doing it for betterment of mankind. And they compartmentalized it. He says, by the 80s, I'm figuring out something's wrong. Well, he was William Casey's direct assistant, and he went to Denver and he witnessed a human sacrifice getting an order signed by the vice president before they killed William Casey. Now, I've talked about this on other shows, but Otis told me that they saw in CERN, the NSA, they got a crew over there. They saw that sometime by 2025 or thereafter, shortly into 2025, a planet would sweep around the sun so fast, six times the size of planet Earth, a fireball, and smack planet Earth. It's the end, folks. It's the end. That new heaven and the new Earth. Now, this guy was very accurate. He never lied to me. He never lied to me at all. And he was one of several people that financed Jesse Ventura for his program on TV, the former governor of Minnesota, wrestler. And he says, a playbook off your internet sites, too. And I said, well, why didn't you guys get me the program on Al Gore's network? Because Al Gore was clean, he wasn't dirty. He says, Stu, he has a reputation a little bit higher than yours. That's the reason we decided to use him. And he did. And he was very patriotic. And that was good. Now, with that said, talk about, we're seeing all these earthquakes, we're seeing all these volcanoes going off, we're seeing all this weather manipulation all in the past month. I mean, Dane Wigginton, Geoengineering Watch, has the best, and I posted, if you look at January the 6th posting, says Dane Wigginton, January the 6th on my internet site, you'll happen to see that there's three videos up there. Listen to the two top videos inside the link that I put up. Now, I mention that because of the weather manipulation. He's calling it right. He's calling it right. A jet stream, they can pull it down, manipulate it. They did in 2006. Otis had told me about it when it happened, a couple other spooks, and the whole bit. But here's what's going on. I'll be posting today about the National Geographic Deadly Pacific Drain, the oceans, the Ring of Fire. It happens to deal a lot of this with the Ring of Fire and what they're doing. There's volcanoes going off every day. There's earthquakes every day the past 2, 3, 4 weeks. Not just yesterday, Mount, it's called MERAPI, erupts spewing ash over Indonesia. I have it posted today on my internet site, along with this audio. Then we have predicted meteor blast across Germany's sky. Only 8 times in history, event has been forecasted. Okay, now, there's a few other headlines, Jim Jordan and others, but I have posted tremendous amounts of information about earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, and the whole bit. They were posted a little bit late, folks. Not every day, because the government, the Joint Task Force group that Donald Trump, the FBI, he says is going to eliminate when he becomes president, he should. Anyway, they're the ones messing with everybody. It's all part of FEMA that they set up illegally with Ollie North and the drug money with Daddy Bush. Yep. Now, talk about CERN and what you're aware of here with the manipulation of the weather, Richard.
It's not only the manipulation of weather, but it's also manipulating of people's health, too, because remember when I told you my wife had to go to the hospital a couple of years ago because she kept seeing things, and they said all she had was a UTI and septic shock, but I think there's a lot more than that, too, though, because my experience with her, when I went home, she started yelling at me, saying, "Where have you been?" I go, "You know I went to work today." Then she kept seeing a bird with 7 legs on it. Then she went to the hospital. They sent her back home after a week in the hospital. Then in May of that year, 2022, she had another septic shock again. She goes, "Richard, get the dog out of the house. Put the dogs in the cage and take them out of the house." I go, "Why? What's wrong?" "The lady in the closet. The lady in the closet." I go, "There's no lady in the closet." She goes, "Richard, talk to the lady in the closet." Then she says, "Richard, get the dogs out of the house. The lady in the closet is going to kill them." I go, "What are you talking about? The lady in the closet."
Now, they're messing with your phone, and without getting into it, you figured out a way to help protect it because of what they're doing. But they're using cell phone towers, and they're using all the stuff to hit people with.
Yep, and that's why they're building them up so in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Now, your wife's not nuts or anything like that, but they're able to make you think that there's something in your house. I mean, you got to have a solid, even with a solid Christian belief in Jesus Christ, they can still make you think that you're seeing stuff. Now, I saw something the other day, and I'm hoping to get it posted, about someone talking. No, I did post it. I forgot what it was the past few days, and it's, I forgot the guy's name, but he put up there about something in his house, some kind of monster type deal. Now, a lot of people are going to start seeing this because of what they're doing. Now, they're manipulating the weather with CERN. They're going nuts with it. And this is part of what Dane Wigginton's talking about the chemical trails and all the other stuff and the jet stream, and he's got it right. He's got 100% right because they're able to move it with HAARP out of Alaska. And you see the jet stream come down along the California coast, straight down, and then it'd take a hook, go across to Arizona, come across to about Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden it goes northeast, straight up the United States, and it pulls all these storms across the United States. Now, that's part of HAARP. They did that in 2006 for the first time, and created $2.5 billion with the damn East Oklahoma and Texas crop in the spring. Because I talked, Otis used to give me all kinds of information, And a couple of his buddies still do, even though he's dead. Now, he worked for General Flynn, and General Flynn's a good guy. I saluted him one time when I put Otis on an airplane up in Grand Island, Nebraska, and he flew to Bluffdale, Utah, and came back and said, yeah, Stu, they got six floors below ground of, it wasn't AI, beyond computers, he called it. Artificial intelligence, it was beyond computers. And he says, it's privately owned contractors, saying Daddy Bush and his group. Okay, now, CERN was created to look into the future, manipulate things, and all kinds of stuff. People are saying they're trying to break portals to the demons and so on and so forth, and all the other stuff, and the fallen angels, folks. And, you know, the center of the earth is hollow. Admiral Byrd's talked about it after chasing the Nazis in there and losing 2,000 men in the South Pole. The North Pole, I saw at Otis's house, two documents, still classified, top secret, were in 1952, Operation Blue Book. Two U.S. Air Force jets flew into the North Pole. There's a hole there. And water pours in, and it turns into a river, and there's a sun inside the earth. Now, there's all kinds of portals in there. Now, Joel's talked about this before, about the fact the South Pole has a city down there full of demons, fallen angels. And that's where a lot of those Nazis went to. Now, Richard is very familiar with the stuff I'm talking about. But you've been saying that CERN is what is really going on with the manipulation of the weather. Talk about it. Talk about it, Richard.
For one, though, this weather has been killing a lot of people. Not only the snow, but like in the summer, we've had wildfires in places where, like in Canada, that's a wet climate. There shouldn't be any wildfires there. So that's all done by direct energy weapons, which is run by these guys you're talking about.
Satellites and other things. But CERN, they're able to look in the future, look in the past. They're able to manipulate the weather as well. Okay, now, there's a couple other subjects you want to bring up. Okay, and folks, I mean, we're talking over here in Topeka, Kansas. They've never seen temperatures like this. Last week we had 40 below zero. With the wind chill, they were saying it was between 40 and 70 below zero. Now, I've looked on my cell phone where I get the weather. It's not accurate. It's off a few degrees. I go to the Weather Channel. You can barely get things off there. They're inaccurate. And then you go to the local weather, and they seem to be more accurate. But, I mean, we're having record-breaking temperatures that are just, and power outages everywhere, and the whole bit. Now, like up where you're at, up in upper state New York, talk about your weather up there.
Well, we've been freezing weather. I had to put on like four shirts and two pairs of pants and two jackets just to stay warm because it's been so freezing cold. They said it was only 20 degrees, but it's been below zero. I could feel it. Plus my power went out like four different times. And what's weird about this, the power only went out in half of the house. RG&E finally fixed it, but that's kind of weird. I've never heard of it. Usually when the power goes out, all the power is out, not just in half of the house.
Well, that means they're satelliting you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're satelliting you. Probably for talking to me and stuff. But I've been in three layers of sweatshirts, long johns, pair of jeans, and a ski suit, folks, to go outside, and two hats over my head, and still freezing. Big, thick set of gloves. I mean, I was living in a trailer, had to move out. Thank God my landlord let me move into her basement temporarily and the whole bed, but deep from freezing. I mean, I couldn't heat the place even with two heaters, electric heaters in there, and a pipe.
I've been quite a bit lucky, though, because when the power went out in half of my house, it did not make the furnace go out because the furnace was on the other side of the breaker, but I still don't understand that, though. Luckily, though, my furnace didn't go out, or else I would have been sleeping with jackets on.
Okay. Now, this weather's nuts clear across the United States. Everybody's still feeling the effects. And we're supposed to have rain, possible snow this week, in the 30s, and they're reporting and stuff, but no. It's colder than that because I was outside with the thermometer last night. It was sitting down around zero, and they were trying to say it was warmer than that. It was really cold, and a wind chill, I guarantee you, was much more. So they're lying to us constantly. They don't even know really what's going on. But I think the real expert on this, closest to it that I can find, is Dane Wigginton, Geoengineering Watch. Now, Donald Trump did say he was going to eliminate the FBI without getting back into it. But there's prophecies that I put up. It's called the Phantom Prophecies of 1913. And there are some accurate predictions in there. And then there's the Edward Casey prophecies, or what he had seen. And he said the end of the planet was going to come around 1998. Now, we got a lot of noise in the background, Richard. Yeah, just cover your mic there, or put it on mute temporarily until I bring you back. Now, here, real quick, those prophecies are up on my internet site. I post them within the past month on Breaking News column, folks. Now, we were talking, and you're talking about the fact that they closed down all the mental institutions in the United States, basically. All the states except for Texas. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, that's what they did, though. They were experimenting on a lot of people, though. I really think they should have left the institutions open and revamped them. Like, put more of a better situation to mental institutions, because you're supposed to comfort people in places, not perform the lobotomies on them, MKUltra. That's what they've been doing to a lot of people. I've had an experience with a lot of people I've known in the last 40 years that would just go crazy. They'd be nice to you for a while, then just all of a sudden just start to change. And a lot of these people I knew were formerly in mental institutions seeking psychiatric help. But what they've been doing, they've been experimenting with their brains, putting chips in them and everything else.
Okay, they sent me to a mental hospital when I was in federal prison to say I was incompetent to stand trial. The shrinks analyzed me for 3 months, said there was nothing to matter with me, testified that in the U.S. federal court, and the judge released me immediately on signature. Judge Richard Mache, he dismissed the charges against me a month later. And he screamed at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of taxpayers' money. And he said, this case is dismissed with prejudice, I don't have a felony. But yet, the FBI, Joint Task Force group, reports that I'm a felon. They even reported Social Security that I'm a felon. And I took them the evidence to prove that I'm not a felon. Okay? Yes, I have the right to carry a gun and to buy a gun, Emor said. Now, these mental hospitals are all closed down, basically, across the country. And a lot of people that are homeless are... There are a lot of people in this country that are mental cases. But they close these institutions down, except for like in Texas now, is what you're reporting, correct?
Texas still has one.
Okay. But the rest are basically closed down.
Yep, sort all of them.
Okay. Could this be...
I think there might be one in Pennsylvania, but that's about it.
Okay, so... Is this basically what we're seeing with these school shootings and other stuff, or is this MKUltra and clones?
That's what it is. It's MKUltra guys. You go all the way back to Stephen Paddock and all that, even the school shootings in 2018, I believe. And even that one that shot up that black church one time, an African Methodist Episcopal Church, I think that was an MKUltra guy too. He walked into a Bible study and he just started shooting everybody.
Okay. No.
You could just look dead at him. You could tell he was mind controlled.
No.
Nothing looks human about him. They all have that certain type of facial expression when they've been mind controlled.
Well, it's like one, I remember that one shooting someplace, school shooting, about 2 years ago, they had the mother on there and the father, and she said their son came home from school, he was acting different. He looked the same, he talked the same, but he went straight to his bedroom and says, hi, Mom, I love you, and how are you, and so on and so forth. He was acting very strange for 6 weeks. But all of a sudden, after he does a school shooting, they kill him. They find like $10,000 worth of weapons. Where did he get the 10 grand to buy automatic weapons and ammo at? He didn't take it from his mother and father. Where'd he get it from? That's the question I've got. And they've been cloning people in Hope, Arkansas, the birthplace of Bill Clinton. They've been cloning them since the 1940s, late 40s, when they brought the Nazis over here. After they were cloning the Nazi scientists, after they were cloning over there in Germany at the end of the war. And this is alien technology, folks. They call them the aliens. They're fallen angels, but they call them the aliens. And I'm quite aware of it because of different people. John Lear, Lear Jets, his father. John was a test pilot. There's an audio on my website. If you punch in John Lear, he admitted in that audio that his father built 150, he sold Lear Jets in 1952 when they created the Alien American Agreement. 1952 to 2012, now extended because of Bluffdale and other stuff. Bluffdale, Utah, secret underground base, but they had created this agreement. And they would give us technology, anti-gravity, space-time, seeing into the future, into the past, etc., and other technology that's so far advanced, folks, that they're 100 years more advanced than we are. But Nikola Tesla, U.S. scientist, look him up. I spoke at his museum down there in Colorado Springs. Look him up, Nikola Tesla. He was working for J.P. Morgan. They gave that information after they created HARP. They created weather storms over Colorado Springs, and two generals or admirals got zapped from the lightning bolts and killed. And then they shut the program down. Well, they moved it to Germany. J.P. Morgan, the fallen angel possessed banker. Now, under this 52 agreement, John's dad sold Lear jets and built 150 flying saucers for the United States government, the Air Force. Now, that's called the Confederation and the something Federation. The Con are the bad guys, the Air Force. They're controlled by the fallen angels, which are the aliens. Otis said there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. I said, you're talking about fallen angels. He says, yes, Stu, but the NSA calls them aliens. Now, I told him that in 2017. But those are humans that are possessed, like my ex-father-in-law, Daddy Bush, Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar bin Shri, the head rabbi in Israel, all these different people. There's 12 disciples of Satan, they call them. They call it the Council of 13 when Baphomet, the gold-headed demon, the devil comes in. And he does them special favor and goes out while they're doing a human sacrifice and kills one of their enemies. I had him in my bedroom. Believe me, I know. And God kicked him out in the name of Jesus, and by the blood of Jesus Christ, Baphomet was thrown out the front door. He was there.
I had an encounter with one of those UFOs when I was a kid.
These UFOs, the Navy created, and the Navy are the good guys. Gunther Rusbacher brought it up. Professor Joel's brought it to my attention. It was in Contact newspaper. Now, folks, listen to the show December the 6th with Gene Chip Tatum, December 6th, 2023, Super Spook. I got him to do a show after all these years with me. Now, listen to January the 17th, 2024 with Professor Joel. These are two very, very significant shows. You got to listen to them because this ties in with what Richard and I are having this discussion right now. It ties this other stuff together. But the Confederation, the bad guys, the Air Force out of Colorado Springs and their saucers are against the Office of Naval Intelligence, which are the good guys, and they got 150 flying saucers. Okay? There's one hell of a battle going on in outer space that you're unaware of. I mean, look at what John Lear, test pilot, him and Bob Lazar. Bob Lazar worked at at Papoose, Lake Nevada, with my friend Ed Slade. They murdered him in 2004, I think it was. And he told me everything he did for the government out there. Papoose Lake. This was the alien base, folks. Out there west of Las Vegas, they call it S4. Matter of fact, the death ray was used by Raytheon Corp. Daddy did on the Twin Towers. My father, without getting into it, he was a vice president, Kansas City Appendix. They had a test. They had a test site out there. They built toys for the government, kaboomers. I'll put it that way. He never told me, but Otis told me and other people what they really did. Okay, but and a test site, and that's Groom Lake, Area 51. That's all test site where John Lear flew jets and so forth. And John Lear had become a very good friend of mine when I was in Las Vegas, and I used to go over and see him. But they murdered him. They murdered everybody I know. I don't know too many whistleblowers that are still alive. Four or five. Scott Bennett, myself, Jim Fetzer, Professor Joe, very few. And a couple others without mentioning names. I've survived it for 40 years, and the only reason I'm still alive is because of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, who is my Lord and Savior. And I got a busted neck, busted back. I mean, I'm in bad shape, drawing Social Security disability. I can't even get by each month, folks. If it wasn't for a small contribution here and there, and Richard pays the internet bill for my server each month, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just bad. But I can always use contributions. I don't like to ask for them myself on the air, but I could use them this month, because all of a sudden I got hit by my landlord. She needs an extra $250 this month to pay the utilities with, and I've got to come up with that. I don't have it, so it would help. But Richard, you talked about CERN, the mental health centers being closed down, which people that really need help, because there are people that really do. They're manic depressants or bipolars. They're different things, what they call. Because my daughter's an MD, shrink psychiatrist in Denver. I'm very familiar, and I have no relationship with her, but I'm very familiar because of different things that I have studied over the years about this. Now, what do you want to bring up?
Well, the fact is, the thing I wanted to bring up, we need to have centers for people like that. Maybe even call homeless shelters or stuff like that. I think we should close down the UN and turn that into a homeless shelter, because New York City needs a space to put those people.
I'm in agreement with you there. Now, here's my idea because of this code. We got people over here in Topeka, Kansas, underneath bridges on the Call River that dumps into the Missouri over in Kansas City. The Call River is cold. This whole place is cold. These people are living underneath bridges to try to stay warm. Some have got tents, and they're creating fires in the tents. Folks, you know where the homeless is? You know where the... You got a lot of noise, Richard. Cut your mic for a minute, would you? Okay. Now, there's a lot of homeless shelter. I mean, there's a lot of homeless shelters in America. There's homeless shelters in every city. We got homeless all across this country like never before. They're out here freezing to death, folks. Grab a piece of paper, grab something, and write down the addresses of the homeless places where they go to homeless shelter. Call them, make sure they got room. They can get fed, they get to keep warm, keep from freezing to death. Because this is their agenda, is to kill off as many people as they can. Yep. Get these homeless people off the streets. If you have to print out, like, you know, six different times on the same piece of paper, the same homeless shelter, and then cut it up and take it to these homeless and start handing it to them. And go down there, if you got a van or a pickup truck or something, put them in the back end and take them to a homeless shelter. Make a run. Do it on weekends. Do it during the week after you get off work, or if you're on the night shift, do it in the daytime. Get these people off, because this cold is not going to go away. It's going to be here for a little while. This is their intent, to freeze out as many as they can and to keep the power outages going and the car crashes going and the whole bit. But I want to bring up something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to go in now. I didn't know it was 1 o'clock.
Victoria Nuland, New World Order pig, is saying by spring of 2024, we're going to be in World War III.
Yep.
World War III. What's your belief in that, Richard?
I believe that's why they're doing it, because that's why you got a lot of the Ukrainians already living in Israel. And that's why Biden's keeping this war going.
Now, General Austin, I'm beginning to believe, after what Jim Fetzer and I talked about yesterday on my show, which will be posted today, he's convinced he's dead. He's got sources. He's convinced they killed him over in Ukraine, and that the U.S. government's keeping it quiet. Oh, he's supposed he's in having prostate cancer, or surgery, or prostate problem, and all the other. Real World News is not correct. Oh, they're being hauled to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Some of them are correct. And I have put up a couple things, probably disinformation by accident. Someone in the CIA said you ought to put that up. And I did. But I had Austin up there, and I pulled it down. Now, they're reporting that he's dead, killed in Ukraine. I talked to someone within an agency on a throwaway phone in the past couple days. They're saying that Fetzer's correct. Fetzer's correct. He is dead. Now, why aren't they reporting that? Why aren't they reporting that? What's your opinion of that, Richard?
They're trying to keep it quiet.
For what?
They're dumbing down the masses of what they're doing.
Okay. Now, does anybody, you've got to go to work. Does anybody, excuse me, I've heard that the whole attitude of the country has changed and they don't believe mainstream media at all. They're going to alternative media for their sources.
Yeah, because the mainstream media, their ratings have gone down to only 15%.
15% of the idiots believe them.
Yep.
These are probably the ones who are stupid enough to take the shot, not be forced to, but did it because all the government said to take it, right?
Yep.
Or Fauci. And look how many we got dead. I mean, millions in the United States are dead from that.
Yeah.
Now, if you did take the shot, what can you do about it, Richard? Does prayer work?
Yes, it does.
If you pray against it and ask God to cleanse your body, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, will you do it?
Yep.
If you're a true believer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to close this with prayer? I know you got to go to work.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, pray over these people. Pray over Stu Webb and Jim Fetzer and all the rest that they get their message through, that all these people wake up finally and realize that we're in a state of emergency, where it's demons that are taking over this world. Getting it ready for the Antichrist. That's why they ran Donald Trump, wanted to run Donald Trump out of there, because he was standing in the way of a new world order. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen.
And I'm in confirmation with his prayer, God. In your holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, you who died on the cross for my sins, and I thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Richard. Let's do it again. And I want to add something. If any of my listeners out there, I put on a few lately, every so often, if you want to come on with me, my phone number is up on my internet site now. So go to my internet site. There's my number. Give me a call. Thank you, Richard. We'll do this again. You be safe today. Keep warm.
Okay.
Talk to you, my friend. Bye.
Yep.